I speak this morning in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please have a seat. Jesus is in the house this morning, and he's telling us kind of an edgy little parable today. The people in today's parable seem to have forgotten one really big, important thing. It wasn't their vineyard. It was a rental, and the rent was due. That's what this story is all about. We get kind of funny and possessive that way sometimes. We feel entitled to things when they're not really ours in the first place. Not the way we think of them as being ours, though. When I was living in a rented house, it was surprising just how quickly I came to think of that place as mine. I had to stop and deliberately remember this place really belonged to someone else. And I couldn't go and do whatever I want. I couldn't go and paint a giant smiley face on the garage door just because I thought it would look pretty good and cool. I couldn't go around knocking out walls between the family room and the living room just to open things up a little bit. I needed to remember that or really get in trouble. But of course, there was a sense in which it was my house. It made perfect sense when someone called me and asked where I was to say, "I'm at my house. Where's the party tonight? It's at my house." And that says to me that word "my" and the words that go with it, like "mine," that says to me that those words are really slippery little devils. We can use them all kinds of different ways, even, and they mean different things even though they sound the same. So we've got to be real careful with those slippery little words, "my" and "mine." Sometimes when we say "mine," I always think of my kids when I say that. Sometimes when we say "mine," we mean mine. We mean something that we own, something that belongs to us, something that no one else can tell us what to do with it. Alice and I own our own house now, and we really can go ahead and paint a giant smiley face on the garage door if we want to. The historical Morningside Preservation Society would be aghast, but it's our garage door, darn it. That's one way we use the words "my," "mine." But it's not the only way to use those words. And I don't think it's even the most important way. Think of the other ways we use those words. Think of when we talk about my family, my child, my husband, my wife, my country, my church. Those things are just different. And we're using that little tiny word, "my," in a different way. Try treating your spouse or your family as a possession, as something that you've been given to control, something that belongs to you. Some people do try that, and I'm here to tell you, it never goes well. When we say those things are mine, we mean something different. We mean something we are loyal to. We mean something we care for. We mean something that has been entrusted to us to love, not something handed over to us to own. There's the use of the word "my" that means ownership. But there's that other use. And I needed to think of a name for it, and it's October, and this is an Episcopal church, so I'm calling it the "my" of stewardship. When we use the word my as stewardship, it's not possession, it's mission. I think that helps us to see a couple of things more clearly this morning. First of all, remember that parable that we started out with? First of all, it helps us see what Jesus was trying to get at with this edgy little parable in the first place. He's been having kind of a running feud. He's in Jerusalem, and it's coming to the climax of his whole ministry, and he's having a kind of running feud with chief priests and Pharisees who keep pressing him to justify himself. Jesus is equating the tenants in that vineyard in his story. He's lining them up with the leaders of Israel. And that's why those guys were getting kind of steamed. He was trying to tell those leaders they had mixed up the my of stewardship with the my of ownership. God had placed into their hands the temple, the land, the Torah, the covenant, the call to be his people. But he'd given them not as a possession to be controlled. He'd given them as a heritage to be stewarded. And Jesus is saying that the leaders have forgotten all about that. They've closed the walls in. They're looking in on themselves. The whole purpose of the land, the law, and the covenant was to create a new people with God in the middle to show the whole rest of the world the way back home to their Creator, to new life, a new relationship with Him. That was the purpose. But the leaders had made it their own, made it an exclusive thing, made it a way of keeping people out rather than inviting people in. They tried to control it, when really it wasn't theirs to control. They thought of themselves as owners when really they were renters. Maybe that also helps us to start to see where we fit in all of this. The punchline of the parable says that vineyard, God's call, that vineyard will be opened up to new management. New people will be invited in. Unexpected people. People who will remember that they're renters and not owners. People who will offer up the fruit of the vineyard to the one that it really belongs to anyway. And that, my friends, is us. You and me. That vineyard is the church. God's calling us to take up that mission. We're given the church, but not to own it. We're given the church for a purpose and a mission. We're given the church because God wants us to help Him. God wants us to help Him show a hurting world the way back to Him. The way back to health and healing and new life in a restored and renewed and revitalized and reconciled relationship with our Creator. We're given all this for a mission. We're given all this to produce. We're given all this as a mission of witness to the goodness of God, a witness to the beautiful, generous God who's the source of life and light. And we love that guy. And loving Him makes our lives better, so we want people to come and join us. And that's the fruit of the vineyard that God's looking for. We're given all this for a mission of hope in a world that sometimes gets crazy and chaotic and where people don't always follow their best impulses. We're here to witness to the fact that we know that's been given to our hearts, these things are never the final word. Those crazy situations and the chaos that sometimes creeps into our lives are never our final destiny. We're better than that. We're image bearers, all humans are, of a good and loving God who doesn't leave us but comes into our lives to help us find our truest and best selves. And we want to invite people to come and walk with us. And that's fruit of the vineyard. We're in all this for a mission of forgiveness. We're given all this so that the church can become God's place of reconciliation, place of radical hospitality where strangers become friends and old grudges get healed and forgiven. We want people to come and experience that healing with us. And that's the fruit of the kingdom. We're given all this for stewardship and not ownership. Now, I would like all of us to go around town proclaiming with some happiness and satisfaction, "Good Shepherd is my church." But I'd also like us to remember just how we're using that word, "my." Be mindful of that. It's the "my" of stewardship, not ownership. It's a "my" that says we're giving this not for a possession, but for a purpose. It's not our vineyard. And in this time when we're thinking about how we support the church with our time and our talent and our treasure, during this stewardship season as we consider our pledges for the year, this helps us to remember. Helps us to remember we give because it's my church, but mostly we give because it's God's church. And God's got stuff to do, and He wants us to help. So welcome to the vineyard. It's not ours, but it's ours. Welcome to the vineyard. There's fruit to produce. Let's work on that together. Welcome to the vineyard, to Ruby. And it's so great that we're baptizing Ruby in her parents' and her grandparents' church, but mostly we rejoice because we're baptizing her into God's church, and we welcome her into our royal priesthood. We give, we work, we strive, because it's our church. We give, we work, we strive, because it's God's church. In His name, amen.